Star Wars, Dark Forces, Jedi Knight. It has been 8 years since the destruction of the first Death Star, and 4 years since the Emperor was destroyed. But the fight for freedom rages on. Although greatly weakened, the Empire is still a force to be reckoned with, and the fledgling Alliance must be ever vigilant against Imperial threats. One of those threats has appeared like a dark shadow across the stars. Jerek, a dark Jedi, plots to restore the Empire's former glory. Greedy for power, Jerek has uncovered the location of a place called the Valley of the Jedi on the planet Rusan. There, according to an ancient legend, the spirits of thousands of fallen Jedi are trapped. Once he taps into that power, Jerek will be unstoppable. Only the Alliance stands in his way. Thanks to the efforts of a former Imperial officer named Kyle Katarn, Jerek's plan has been unmasked. Katarn learned the true nature of the Empire years ago, when Jerek killed his father, Morgan Katarn, and a heroic Jedi Knight named Ron. In the years since, Kyle has become an agent for the Alliance and has slowly learned the secrets of the Force itself. Katarn has sworn vengeance on Lord Jerek and the dark Jedi who follow him to the planet Rusan. Indeed, the Alliance and the Empire are moving toward a fateful battle for control of the Valley of the Jedi.
Ah. There. Yeah, that ought to do it. Now to call home.
Oh, Griff, is that you?
Hi, honey. I just finished herding all the Grah into a canyon.
I was getting worried. That beat-up speeder you drive is older than dirt.
She's old, but she's tough.
Yeah.
Got me here right on schedule. It just took a while to set up camp.
Where are you?
I'm sitting on top of Hill 461, about 50 clicks southwest of you. Everything's fine.
Except that you're not here. I hate it when you take the herd out on a long-range forage.
Yeah, it's got to be done, Carol, if we want to scratch a living out of this rock we call a planet. It's been, what, 8 years since we let Morgan Katarn drag us off of our homeworld to come here, and I still can't get used to the heat and the dust.
Oh, you know as well as I do that if we hadn't listened to Morgan and moved to this rock, we'd be nothing but dust ourselves.
Yeah, but I don't have to like it.
Oh, look on the bright side. The sunset's gorgeous. How is it out there?
Gorgeous. Just like you.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, Griff, take care. I'll be waiting for you to come home.
Oh.
Of course, so will the hydro pump. It's blinking out again.
Hey, Carol, you okay?
Well, I have drinking water and enough for the garden, but the irrigation system is dry. The crops have started to droop.
It shouldn't be a problem. Aren't the weather satellites scheduled for a rain shower tomorrow?
Supposedly, but all the sats are offline. No one can bring them up.
You know, maybe some of the other settlers have it right.
What?
Maybe we should build an underground house and do some cave farming. It's a lot cheaper and easier.
Oh, and spend all day in the dark watching plants grow by artificial light? No, thanks. You just come home safe and fix the pump.
Right. I'll get home just as soon...
What was that?
I don't know. Looked like a meteor impacted over on the next hill, but...
Oh.
Wait a minute.
What?
I see something. Let me get my electro-binoculars.
Griff, are you still there?
Something's moving out there, all right.
Griff, you're scaring me.
I'm sorry, honey. There's something moving around out there, Zoe.
Is it one of those local creatures, a bouncer?
Nah, those things are rounder, and they move by floating on the wind. This thing is moving against the wind, and it... Oh, frag.
What?
It's a probe droid.
The Empire?
Could be. That would explain why the weather sats are offline. Warn the others, Carol. I gotta try to grease this thing before it can report in. Griff, out!
Griff, wait!
Imperial probe droid. If it got a lock on our settlement, it'll transmit the coordinates and we're dead. Where's that blaster rifle? Where is it? Ah, there. No, this old speeder will just fire up like she used to. Ah, yes! Now to slag one Imperial probe droid. Ignoring me so far. Probably programmed to fire only if fired on, which means I only get one shot. Ah! Direct hit! That ought to... Uh-oh, my shot barely put a dent in its armor, which means it's gonna... Oh! Oh! Oh, stabilizer's going out. Not gonna fly much longer, and no weapons. Well, if there's one lesson I learned from being stuck on Rusan, it's make do with what you got. This piece of... Ooh! Junk! Ow! Can just stay together long enough... Oh! To be a battering ram. Ooh, hope I can jump free in time. Ooh! Ah! Here goes! Ah! Oh, okay. Okay. Scratch one Imperial probe droid. Ugh. But scratch one speeder, too. Not to mention my comlink. Which means this is gonna be one long walk.
Enter. You walk softly, my dear Saris, but still I know it is you.
I am well aware that your lack of sight does not inhibit you, Lord Jarek.
And yet you test me, Saris. Even you, the greatest of my pupils, wonder how it is that I have no eyes, yet see so much.
The dark side is powerful, Master.
Indeed. Its power is without limit, as we shall soon see. What have you learned?
Our Star Destroyer has made 7 orbits around the planet Rusan. Phase 1 of the survey is complete. Phase 2 is underway.
Excellent.
Both the atmosphere and gravity are well within tolerance levels. Surface and subsurface scans reveal significant mineral deposits, including iron, copper, cesium, iridium, and nickel.
Interesting.
Of equal interest are 7 already exploited mines, all thousands of years old, none in production.
Are they in or near the target area?
No, my lord. In spite of the fact that the subsurface probes confirm an extensive system of caves within the confines of the valley, they are not associated with significant mineral deposits.
Continue.
The planet supports 2 cultures. The first consists of approximately 20,000 pre-industrial sentients. They seem to be indigenous.
And the other?
Humans. Space trash, mostly, mixed with dissidents. The probes kept their distance, but were able to monitor their comm traffic. The dissidents are refugees from the moon of Sullen. Some of them are wanted for offenses against the Empire.
No doubt. What of their facility?
Analysis indicates a Class 2 military installation.
Ah, rather impressive for a band of settlers.
Apparently, a gang of smugglers uses Rusan as a warehouse for stolen goods. They've built an installation there. They call it Fort Nowhere. The settlers have formed an alliance with them. The weaponry is impressive, but hardly a match for the Vengeance or her ground forces. We'll attack tomorrow.
No, you won't. Not without a visit. Take Yun and Buck. See what you can learn.
May I ask why, my lord? Such a visit will put them on alert. That will cause additional casualties among our troops.
You have much to learn, Saris. These people have lived on the planet for some time. 8 years, if I'm not mistaken. Are they aware of the valley? And if so, did they loot the chambers? And if so, what happened to the materials? These questions must be answered, and the dead make for poor interrogations.
Ah, who goes there?
Griff. Griff Grawley.
Griff, where have you been? Carol's been worried sick.
Call her for me. I gotta see our crummy mayor. That fat vat of banthalart.
Well, you can find him warming his usual seat at the smuggler's rest.
Excuse me. Everyone, excuse me. Excuse me!
What?
You got a blaster.
Is that Griff?
Griff Grawley? Put that blaster away. What do you
Mayor
think
Mayor Devo, I'm just trying to get your attention.
Well, what is the meaning of this?
You tell me.
A metal plate. So what?
An ID plate. Hmm? Read it.
IPD 4786.
You'd better explain before we throw you into the lockup.
IPD. Imperial Probe Droid. Yeah, I tangled with it about 50 clicks from here. Rammed it with my speeder before it went down. But you can bet your best bottle of Norvanian grog it wasn't alone.
Did he say a probe Imperial?
Well, how could they find it?
So I suggest you pack what you can. Load your families onto skimmers and follow me. There are places we can hide.
We can't just try them.
Griff Grawley, you wouldn't know a probe droid if it was floating in your stew.
I know what I saw, Party. Just because you're too lazy to get out of town, don't call me a liar.
Grawley, you're not worth the fuzz of a Graw's back eye on it.
Stop you two.
Griff, you just can't barge into the cantina, shoot the place up, and expect us to jump because you say so.
Nope. I expect you to jump because for all I know, there's 100 Imperial gunboats on the way right now.
What?
Something made the weather satellites go down.
Nonsense. It's been years since we escaped from Sullen, and the Empire's never found us. And now, with the Alliance growing stronger, there's no reason to be afraid of an Imperial attack.
Besides,
if the Imperials did attack, our smuggler friends have turned Fort Nowhere into a fortress. They'd never get through without throwing everything they've got at us.
That's true, that's true, yes.
Suit yourselves. If I were you, I wouldn't be here in the morning.
That's the colony down below. What a dump.
You can say that again, Saris. No wonder they call it Fort Nowhere. Are you sure this is the right place?
This is the only place, Jan. The only settlement on this ball of dust.
I don't know what these people were running away from, but it must have been pretty bad.
It was bad. They were running from us.
That pleases you, Bok.
That is my special talent in the Force, to sense the fear in others. It satisfies me.
I never knew a member of the Twi'lek species could be so bloodthirsty. I always knew there was some reason I liked you. Pilot, put us down.
Shh! Quiet, everyone. They're coming out. Look. They have lightsabers.
Oh. What's a worm head doing with him?
Shh. Don't call him that to his face. Call him a Twi'lek, unless you want your head cut off.
Who is in charge here?
That would be me. Mayor Byron Devo III at your service. And you are?
My name is unimportant. The important thing is that you and your treasonous constituents have established an illegal settlement for the purposes of smuggling and tax evasion.
Illegal? But my understanding is that the Empire is no longer, strictly speaking, in control of this sector.
The Star Destroyer orbiting overhead tells us differently. And we know that among your settlers is a group wanted for treasonous activities on Sullen 8 years ago. All these acts are punishable by death.
No! Please, you got it all wrong. Give me a chance to explain.
You have an explanation? I am very interested in hearing it. Take me to your office. Perhaps we can discuss things after all.
But they just came to talk.
No way. The only time Imperials talk is while they're lining you up in their laser sights.
I heard they talked to Mayor Devo for nearly an hour. Mm. Their shuttle just lifted off. Nothing's happened.
Oh.
Griff, can't you slow down long enough to think that maybe the Empire's changed since the Emperor died?
We're getting out of here now.
Report.
Lord Jarek, we've returned from meeting with the settlers.
Good.
Field research confirms what our scans told us. The settlement is crude, but the fortifications are solid enough to withstand any pirate or mercenary raid. Naturally, they could not hold out against a full attack.
Well done, Saris. You spoke with the townspeople?
I did. I told them we had no plans to attack or to bring them into custody.
Excellent.
In the process, I learned what they knew about their planet.
Your conclusions, please.
It seems safe to conclude that the Valley of the Jedi remains undiscovered.
I concur. Now, the next step. Destroy the settlement.
So, Pino, can I go home now or what?
Yeah, I guess so, Dink. I think it was a false alarm. When that Imperial shuttle landed, everyone got the shakes and called for battle stations. But it looks like nothing's going to happen.
Yep.
If that's the case, they don't need two of us to babysit this turbo laser all night.
Ah, great, because I got a date and I'd sure... Hey, what's that?
Probably another herd of those bouncing ball creatures that blow around in the wind. Just ignore it.
I don't think so, Pino. Look at this.
I'm telling you, I get it all the time. It's just a... Oh, no.
I've never seen that signal before. What's it mean?
It means we're in trouble.
Alpha Wave, continue the assault. Beta Wave, prepare to launch.
Saris, our TIE fighters have begun the assault, and all four gunboats are on the way.
Good, Yon.
This is going to be a slaughter.
I hope so.
Don't get over-eager, Bok. These rebels are well-armed, and they might be on guard after our visit. We could lose some men.
Either way, I intend to enjoy it.
I got one!
Nice shooting, Dink! But there's a couple dozen more.
I'm arming the ground-to-air missiles.
This wave of TIEs is too close to get along. Target that hovercraft. The second wave of TIEs is in the distance.
Copy that. Missiles away!
Saris, Alpha Wave reports that they've destroyed 2 of 6 gunnery towers, but they're taking heavy fire from the other 4.
Launch Beta Wave. We'll teach these rebel scum to... Down! Get down!
They took out half of Beta Wave!
There's another flight of missiles headed for us.
Evasive maneuvers. Lock onto the missile silos.
Locked on.
Fire.
Great job, Dick. I'm arming another set of missiles.
Pino, something's locked onto us.
Just give me another minute.
Something's inbound.
Almost ready.
We gotta get out of here, Pino!
Missiles armed. Get ready to...
Go! Go, go!
Squad 2, take the main road. Squad 3, secure the power station.
Oh, oh, oh. The troopers are taking pretty heavy fire, Saris.
That's what they're paid to do, Yon. Don't be so sensitive.
I sense someone coming, Saris.
Who is it?
Someone full of fear.
Please, please, please stop!
Ah, Mayor Devo, how kind of you to greet us.
Please, why are you doing this? You told us you meant no harm.
Oh, Mayor. You politicians tell so many lies, I assumed you knew one when you heard it.
No, no!
That's one less annoyance to deal with.
The town should be secure in a few minutes.
Good. This battle bores me. But imagine what it must have been like all those centuries ago when thousands of Jedi fought here. That must have been a sight to see.
And now their power is locked in some hidden valley.
Not hidden anymore. We'll find it.
And then the power will belong to Jerek.
To Jerek? But we'll be at his side. And then no power in the universe can stop us.
Power generator 3 is failing.
Get that backup antenna online now.
Turbo laser 14 took a direct hit. Shields are still down.
Urgent, urgent. This is the Alliance command ship New Hope to any Alliance vessels. We are under attack. Repeat. This is the Alliance command ship New Hope to any Alliance vessels. We are under attack.
Leia, Captain Tolo, what happened?
We don't know, Mon Mothma. A Star Destroyer and its escort just dropped out of hyperspace on the far side of this star system.
Is there any indication this attack is connected to our investigations of the Valley of the Jedi?
I don't think so. Luke and Kyle Katarn aren't even back yet. This is something different, but just as deadly.
Are we still in orbit around the planet Milagro?
Holding course.
The New Hope is a command ship, but it's nearly an antique by modern standards. It can't withstand this kind of pounding. What's the damage, Captain?
The hull is holding, but the deflector shields are already down. So far, we've only had to deal with smaller vessels. The Star Destroyer itself is somewhere out of scanner range.
Any hope of reinforcements?
Not so far. As you know, the battle group that normally guards the New Hope was dispatched 6 days ago to the Manali system. We're on our own.
Is there any good news?
Princess Leia, General Solo on the comlink.
We copy, Han.
We're outbound at 0300 degrees. Scanners on full. If that Star Destroyer's out here, we'll find it.
General Solo is leading a counterattack?
If you can call it that. It's just me and Chewie and the Falcon with all the starfighters we can scrape together. We'll keep that destroyer off your backs.
Han, we're feeding the Star Destroyer's last vector into your computers now.
Got it. Keep my dinner warm. Over.
I hope he can back up those words.
Han's never let me down before.
A new signal's coming in. It's Commander Skywalker.
Patch it through.
This is Commander Skywalker to the New Hope. Do you copy?
Luke, turn back. We're under attack.
Yeah, no kidding. A pair of TIE fighters jumped us when we dropped out of hyperspace.
We?
The Moldy Crow is off my starboard wing. Kyle Katarn and Jan Orr send their best.
Break it off, Luke. There are too many Imperials between you and us. Han and three squadrons of starfighters are out hunting for the Star Destroyer now.
Tell them we found it, or they found us. Looks like a Victory-class destroyer with bow damage, trailed by 20, maybe 30 escorts.
Luke, did you say damaged?
That's affirmative.
I see major damage to the destroyer's bow. Something hit her pretty hard. Han can come home on my transponder.
That's it. That's why the destroyer hasn't come after us. She's damaged. She must have dropped into this system looking for a place to hide and found us waiting for her. Leia, inform General Solo. Captain Tola, prepare to engage that ship.
You want to do what?
You heard me, Jan. My X-Wing and your ship are going to engage the enemy until help arrives.
Well, then help better arrive quick, because we're not going to last 2 minutes against that many Imperials.
You can trust him, Jan.
Oh, you're the one who never trusted anybody, Kyle Katarn.
Well, we can trust him. He's a Jedi.
Well, he's going to be a dead Jedi if we're wrong about this. Okay, Commander Skywalker, the Moldy Crow is right behind you.
Yeah, I don't like it either, Chewie, but we gotta hold this formation until we reach the destroyer.
Group leader, this is Red One. We've got three more TIEs on an approach vector.
Go to full throttle, Red One. Blow right by them.
But, sir...
They're trying to draw us off. I'm in charge of this mission, and I'm giving you a direct order to stay with the attack group. We've got to get to that destroyer fast. Solo out. Yeah, sometimes I like the old days better, too.
Oh, I can't believe we've lasted this long. They've got to be 30 ships firing at us.
It's standard Imperial procedure. They formed a defensive sphere around the Star Destroyer, trying to protect it. As long as you and Luke keep doing that fancy flying until the good guys arrive, we'll be fine.
Weapons officer!
Yes, Captain.
Why haven't those two ships been destroyed?
They're too small. They're evading the weapons of our escort ships.
Why don't
Captain?
We... What?
The Rebel Star Cruiser has changed course and is heading this way.
Has changed course? You're my executive officer. Why wasn't I notified before the course change was completed?
I'm sorry, sir. Our fighters were trying to intercept the Rebels. They didn't detect the course change until far
You allowed that? None of our fighters were detailed to monitor the Star Cruiser? A vessel which, though dated, has plating thicker than ours and mounts major offensive weapons?
I thought...
Fool! Fool. I'm surrounded by fools. First a Rebel gunboat rams my ship, and now this. All I wanted was a safe place to make repairs. Blasted luck. You there?
Yes, sir.
Those two small ships are starting to bother me. Blast them out of the stars.
We can't fire on them without hitting our escort ships.
Blast! Then break formation.
But, sir...
Break formation! Destroy those ships.
Luke, are you reading what we're reading?
Copy that, Kyle. The Star Destroyer is breaking formation.
It's leaving itself open for...
For us! Looks like it's up to me to save you again, Junior.
She's all yours, Han.
You said it, Chewie. Group leader to New Hope. We're going in.
Yeehaw!
Project 12 is depressurizing.
Divert more power to thruster number 6.
Laser tracking is back online over here.
Range to the Star Destroyer.
200,000 clicks and closing, sir.
Can we win this battle, Captain?
It's going to be close, Mon Mothma, but if the destroyer is as badly damaged as we think it is, we should be all right.
Captain Tola, has there been any word from the attack group?
Sorry, Leia. No word from General Solo or his flight leaders, but there's a lot of interference out there.
Oh, I hope he hasn't gotten himself into trouble.
I think we're in trouble, Chewie. What do you think I've been doing? I can't shake him when it's 6-1.
Make that 5-1.
Who's that?
You're welcome. And the name's Katarn. Kyle Katarn, co-piloting the Moldy Crow.
Moldy Crow, huh?
I thought I was the only one allowed to fly cargo freighters into battle.
Well, the Alliance can't afford to be choosy.
No kidding. Why do you think they made me in general? Look sharp, Moldy Crow. The big guns have arrived.
Captain Trico, the Rebel Star Cruiser has just entered firing range.
Bring your forward batteries to full power.
Sir, we've sustained heavy damage and that cruiser is fully functional. Thanks to your maneuvers, our escort ships are scattered.
You dare to question? Stand down there!
I recommend we rejoin our escorts or take the entire task force into hyperspace.
We have over 100 TIE fighters deployed. Do you suggest leaving those pilots to die?
We've got to save the ship!
Stand down or you'll take a permanent post next to the executive officer. That's better. Prepare to engage that cruiser. Open fire!
She's moving to engage us.
Our shields are still down, Captain.
But so are theirs. And we don't have a tenth of their damage. Gunners, fire at will!
Oh, Jan, Kyle, it's good to see you again. Jan, I know you've met everyone here. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, you've met Commander Skywalker, of course.
Yes.
This is Leia Organa Solo. Yeah. And have you met General Solo?
Sort of. Good to meet you in person, General.
Please, Mon Mothma's as bad as a protocol droid. Call me Han.
I know everyone could use some sleep, so let's get on with it. Han, have you been briefed on recent activities?
Yeah, but I wasn't listening.
Oh, Han.
Kyle, would you care to elaborate?
It's a long story, Han, but the short version goes something like this. My father was killed by an Imperial named Lord Jarek. Jarek has been seeking a way to rebuild the Empire.
Him and about a half a dozen other bureaucrats with fancy titles.
Yeah, well, the difference is that Jarek was one of the Emperor's dark Jedi, and he has a plan.
It's a place called the Valley of the Jedi on the planet Rusan. 1,000 years ago, a great battle was fought there. During the battle, the souls of thousands of Jedi were trapped in the valley. Jarek wants to tap into their power. We intend to free their spirits instead.
How'd this Jarek find it? I've been across this galaxy more times than I can count, and I never heard of it.
It's been uninhabited by the Republic or the Empire since that battle. My father somehow discovered it, learned of the secret of the valley, and kept it hidden for years. He only told a Jedi named Ron. But Lord Jarek killed Ron and my father. He finally learned the location of Rusan by tearing up my father's house to locate a map. Now he's on his way there with a Star Destroyer and a handful of dark Jedi to back him up.
So if he's got the map, how are we going to find the place?
We've got the coordinates, too. I tracked Jarek back to my homeworld. I killed 2 dark Jedi and tore apart a droid to get a copy of the map.
And this is the short version of the story. What do you do in the long version? Save the galaxy?
Oh, Han.
Kyle has served the Alliance well. He was the agent who stole the Death Star plans 8 years ago.
Whatever I've done, Jan deserves more than half the credit.
Indeed. Wow. It was Jan, with significant help from Luke and Leia, who convinced me to turn you loose on the problem.
Uh-huh.
Or didn't you know that?
Convinced you?
Ah, don't let it bother you, kid. They don't trust me either.
So, Kyle, we know where the Valley of the Jedi is located. Now what?
I plan to go there, with Jan, if she's willing, and stop Jarek before he can tap into whatever power is waiting there.
The 2 of you?
We've gotten through tight spots before.
Well, there's no denying that, but these odds are weighed too heavily against you. Although it's unclear how much backing Jarek has from the remnants of the Empire, he will certainly have at least one Star Destroyer and enough troops to control the entire planet if necessary. Yeah. We would need a fully equipped battle group to challenge his hold on Rusan.
Nice thought, but where would it come from? We're stretched thin as it is.
But only two operatives? How would Kyle and Jen make their way past the blockade ships? And even if they did, what would they do on the surface? If no one has lived on Rusan for 1,000 years, there won't be anywhere to hide.
Everything Mon Mothma says is true. But the power that Jarek seeks flows from spirits trapped within that valley. Spirits who must be freed. If Kyle frees those spirits, the threat would disappear.
True.
An easy task? No, but I think...
But my entire life has been moving toward this moment.
Spoken like a Jedi.
I can't explain it, Mon Mothma, but this is what I have to do. With or without your support.
Kyle, this is exactly the kind of stubborn independence that has kept you under suspicion all these years.
Maybe all those years of stubborn independence were practiced for this moment. My father discovered the secret of Rusan and left the clues for me. Then Jarek killed him. Now I have a chance to bring his murderer to justice and repair the damage of 1,000-year-old war.
But Kyle,
you can deny me support, but you can't stop me from going.
Commander Skywalker.
A night shall come, a battle will be fought, and the prisoners go free. That is a prophecy remembered by the sentient beings who still live on Rusan. It might be gibberish, but I think it's the destiny that drives Kyle forward. He should go.
Very well. But how do you intend to reach the planet at all?
An Imperial ship would make it through. And we captured 12 transports when that Star Destroyer went Nova.
We couldn't falsify Imperial orders that Lord Jarek's men would accept. And we don't have any spies among his crew.
True, but every commanding officer wants all the supplies he can get. If a transport drops out of hyperspace, maybe after being damaged in a battle, and offers them a load of proton torpedoes, the Imperials will jump at it.
You want me to rearm an Imperial vessel?
We could always rig the torpedoes with a surprise of our own.
Yes, right. We could.
Uh-huh. Is it settled then?
Not quite. If you intend to impersonate an Imperial transport, you'll need a crew and a command team.
It sounds like fun.
Hey, don't even consider it, Flyboy. You have business closer to home. Well, I'll find some volunteers, folks with special ops experience.
Very well, then. Final comments?
No. Just wish us luck. We're gonna need it.
It's hotter today than it was yesterday. And yesterday was hotter than...
Prisoner 272-20-136, this is an unauthorized break. 27 seconds will be deducted from your next rest period.
The name's Obata. Alfonso Obata.
That is your designation outside this penal colony. While serving your sentence, you are prisoner 272-20-136 and the most likely member of my work detail to receive further reprimands. Please return to work.
Yes, sir, Sergeant Droid, sir.
Prisoner 272-20-136, cease immediately.
What? You don't like the way I dig?
I have received a comm signal. You are wanted in the warden's office.
Your name is Alfonso Obata, formerly of the Adaga system. You graduated 4th in your class from the Merchant Academy, qualified as 3rd officer on a freighter, and resigned to join the Alliance. That was a year ago. Since then, you earned a commission as second lieutenant, became second officer on a special operations transport, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And 6 months ago, you led a mutiny on board your ship.
Yes, ma'am.
The transcript of your court-martial says that you refused a legal order, confined your commanding officer to his cabin, and seized control of the ship. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am. Except you forgot to mention that I punched him too, ma'am.
Right, that too. Care to tell us your side?
Our ship had dropped planetside to pick up a special ops team. The team was exactly 2 minutes late for pickup. When they showed up, they were under heavy fire and we fell under fire too. The captain ordered us to lift off. He would have left them there to die.
The record states that only 3 ground troops made it back to your ship. And when you lifted off, you were attacked by TIE fighters. 5 of your crew died during the space battle. 5 lives for 3... A bad trade, don't you think?
I think about that every day, ma'am.
So here's my question. Knowing how the whole thing turned out, would you make the same decision again?
Yes.
Why?
Because it was the right thing to do.
The court-martial didn't agree.
Right.
But I do. Lieutenant Obata, I'm Jan Ors. We need an experienced deck officer, and you fit the bill. You'll get a pardon and reinstatement as an officer. But before that, you work for me on a pretty unpleasant mission.
What could be worse than this? Okay, this is pretty bad.
We're coming up on Rusan. Scanners show a full Imperial battle group, a Star Destroyer, three frigates, and about 24 picket ships.
This is really bad.
This is what we expected to find, Obata.
I know, it just looks so much easier in the simulation.
We're entering their scanning range. You're on.
This is the Imperial Star Destroyer Vengeance. Incoming transport, identify yourself or be fired upon.
Vengeance? This is Lieutenant Hortu, Engineering Officer for Imperial Transport High Hauler. I assumed command when Captain Drax and the majority of the crew were killed.
Listen carefully, Lieutenant. I want recognition codes and I want them now.
I don't know the codes, sir. They're issued on a need-to-know basis and engineering officers aren't cleared to receive them. We were on a run to Biss when the rebels attacked. The bridge took a direct hit, so given the fact that we're carrying a full load of proton torpedoes, I thought...
Did you say proton torpedoes?
Yes, sir. 250. A full load, straight from the corporate sector. That's why...
Enough! The boarding party will inspect your ship, and assuming the facts match your story, emergency repairs will be made. Is your docking bay fully functional?
Yes, sir.
Good. We can use those torpedoes. Have your crew prepare for transshipment. Vengeance out.
Not bad, Lieutenant.
You've definitely got talent.
Yeah, you should see me dig holes.
Okay, they're in the docking bay. Are we ready for the second act?
Our makeshift crew looks good. Dirty uniforms, counterfeit identification, right down to family hollows. Obata, they're bound to ask about why the Moldy Crow is stowed on this transport. You remember what to say?
Yeah, I got it.
The Imperial inspectors are disembarking. Time to shine, Obata.
Lieutenant, are we ever glad to see you? Welcome aboard.
From the ship's damage, I say you've been through a lot.
We were lucky to get out alive. Luckier to find you. We had to drop out of hyperspace, and this was the closest system.
This battle group is on a classified mission and would normally be off-limits. What in the Emperor's name is that?
What?
That half-beaten tramp freighter stowed in the other cargo bay.
Not much to look at, is it? We lost our shuttle about 3 months back. The captain requested a new one, and that's what they gave us. We call it the Moldy Crow.
Everything is in short supply. Which is why the commanding officer is happy to get your torpedoes. The battle group has half the ordnance it needs. We'd better begin unloading?
Yes, sir. Can we have permission to send the Moldy Crow on supply runs? We need parts for repairs and rations.
Affirmative. I'll clear its transponder signal with flight control on the Vengeance. Will that do?
That'll be just fine.
Obata, do you copy?
Affirmative, Moldy Crow. The Imperials have just about finished loading up these torpedoes. Wish I was going to be around to see those things get fired.
No, you don't. As soon as they're done, head for hyperspace.
Copy that. Good luck.
So far, so good. Those boring service missions we ran for the High Hauler were a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
The Imperials got so used to seeing us on their scanners, they stopped paying attention. But we better get low and get fast, Jan. We don't want to get picked up on any surface-generated scans.
Copy that. Looks like there's a settlement up ahead. At least what's left of one. I'm heading there. Check the scanners to see if anyone's noticed us.
Checking.
Kyle.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Kyle.
Ron? Is that you?
Don't give in to hate, Kyle.
Ron! Wait!
Kyle, what's wrong?
Jan, I was hearing a voice. Ron's voice.
That Jedi you were telling me about? The one who was killed by Jarek?
Yeah.
He talks to you? What did he say?
He said... never mind. It doesn't matter.
You okay, Kyle?
I'm fine, Jan. As long as I have you.
As if you could get rid of me. You know, Kyle, when this is all over, I've got plenty of leave time saved up.
Yeah?
Maybe you and I could find a nice out-of-the-way planet and... oh, frag.
Oh, the computer's picking up an anomaly in the communications traffic. I don't think it's a scrambled voice signal. Listen to this.
It's definitely repeating itself, but I don't recognize it.
I do. It's a primitive code. They don't even teach it at the academy anymore.
Huh.
But my father always used it as a cheap way to send signals to some of the agro droids back on the farm. Their processors weren't always smart enough to translate language.
You're telling me you can translate this?
Yep. Take us 56 kilometers due south of the settlement.
Well, I'll say one thing for this planet. There's plenty of space. Hello?
Hello?
Some secret agent you are.
Anyone who missed the sound of the Moldy Crow landing on this dust ball sure isn't gonna hear me. Are you sure this is the right place?
Yeah, I can feel it. There's someone here, watching us.
Some kind of remote. We'd better blast it before—
Wait, Jim. Let them look.
Hey, watch it. Keep your sensors out of my... Well, I don't suppose you can translate that.
Not really.
But I'd say that remote wants us to follow it. Let's go.
What do you think, Griff? Are they rebels?
That's a good question, Carol. They're sure not Imperials, at least not regulation Imperials.
They could be bounty hunters, and you're leading us right to them.
I don't think so, Party. They picked up the old signal Morgan Katarn taught us.
Huh?
Which makes me think of something.
What?
Did you get a close look at the man?
Close as I want to get.
I could be wrong, but he looked a lot like Morgan Katarn's boy. The one that left Sullen for the Imperial Academy way back when.
Yeah.
Question is, even if I'm right, which side is he on?
Well, you're about to find out, Griff, because here they come.
The remote's taking us down toward that valley.
Look at that place. There are ruins down there.
I'm going to set her down in that old courtyard. It looks big enough. Kyle, do you think this could be the valley?
The Valley of the Jedi?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I don't feel the power that's supposed to be there. Besides, the Imperials have probably taken control of the Valley of the Jedi. But this must have been one of their strongholds.
Landing gear down. And there's a welcoming party. Okay. Open the hatch.
Hello. We're not here to harm you. We just...
Howdy, son. How's your dad?
My dad?
Mm-hmm.
Do I know you? Grawley?
Yep.
Griff Grawley?
That's what my ma always called me.
I never thought I'd see a face from home. How's your wife?
Oh, fine, Kyle. Thanks to your father. He's the one that brought us here during the troubles back on Sullen.
Which brings us to the point.
Now, this is Party, another old hand from Sullen.
And I want to get older. So you tell us, son. We know which side your dad was on, but you? Well, we're not so sure about, so we'll just take your weapons till we get things sorted out.
Over my dead.
Let it go, Jan. It'll be okay.
We appreciate that, Kyle. Now, how's your dad?
He's dead.
Katarn, dead?
I didn't think anything could kill him.
No, we owed him our lives.
Well, after he led you here, he went back to Sullen to work with the Rebel Underground. They were slaughtered by the Imperials.
Wow. Come on, let's get out of the sun.
Welcome to our temporary home. The ones lucky enough to get out of Fort Nowhere got together, collected what we had left, and came here.
Of course, that was after Griff warned them that the Imperials were on the way.
Yeah.
But most of them didn't listen.
Ancient history now, Carol.
This temple is huge.
Yeah, and a lot of it's buried in the mountainside. We've been on Rusan for years, but never really explored this way. Too hot, not enough grazing land. But when the Imperials came, we ran for our lives. We found these ruins. Don't know who built them.
I think I do.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like quite a story. We moved all our equipment deep into the temple to hide it from scanners, and it's a long walk. So, why don't you tell us what you want?
It started after the rebellion broke out into open war. I was a cadet at the academy when I learned that my father had been killed. The Empire told me the rebels had done it, so all I wanted to do was kill them. But then I learned the truth. And once I managed to recover a copy of the map, we were able to locate Rusan. Now we're here to stop Lord Jarek while there's still time.
None of us heard what happened on Sullen after we left. We hoped the Empire left it alone.
That's an incredible story, Kyle.
You can say that twice. You tell a nice story, boy. A real nice story. The Force, Jedi Knights. You think we're dumb dirt farmers to believe a story that big?
Well, Party, you have my lightsaber. Doesn't that tell you anything?
Tells me you got some fancy hardware is all. How do I know it's a lightsaber? No one's hardly seen a Jedi in 20, 30 years.
Give it to me, and I'll show you.
Why don't you come and take it?
All right. All right.
What the? Oh.
He's got the lightsaber.
Party, what did you do?
Nothing. It just flew out of my hand. Oh my God.
You're right, Party. I'm not a Jedi. Not yet. But I am here to help. Because if we can't stop Jarek, the entire galaxy will be doomed.